Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Professor. How are you today?
Hectic. We're just standing up our FIU screening site. So besides testing our patients, we're now testing people who are being screened.
Hmm. I appreciate you taking the time with us. How are we going to know when to reopen the country?
Well, we have we've done some projections on that, and what we want to see is a definite downward to the slope, and a whole series of indicators, and we'll probably be opening it up bit by bit. And very slowly, and we're looking at some of the protocols that are being used in Asian nations, and we have to be extremely careful because we don't want a boomerang effect to any area that's stabilized. So there's not a fixed hard date. It's definitely going to be sometime after the peak, probably about 2 weeks after it peaks in the specific countries, specific states.
We're going to have to keep this quarantine going well past April 30th, aren't we? I mean, at least through May. Is that the best guess?
Yes, that is a very reasonable guess. Bear in mind that some areas may be able to get out of the strictest quarantine sooner than others. But since a lot of our cities and states are still going to be peaking in May, for sure, we're not going to be able to open up the whole country until we've come to the other side.
I know you've been doing a lot of research just in the past week on the virus and animals. What can you tell dog and pet owners about this?
Well, most unfortunately, what we're seeing is that this is a very, it's a virus that isn't that specific to one particular host. So we're seeing a lot of indications in domestic cats being quite susceptible to getting infected. And, we have not yet seen any single case of a cat transmitting it to a human, but we've seen a number of cases of humans transmitting it to cats. And as you know, the big cats as well as the small cats, all felines seem to have that possibility. Another animal we're looking at very carefully is the ferret, because ferrets, their ACE2 receptors are very similar to ours. And one of the differences between ferrets and cats is that while cats will show symptoms, ferrets may acquire the infection, and we think it looks like they can transmit it in their feces without ever having symptoms. So that makes the ferret another animal to watch. We're also looking at some farm animals to see what possible risks there might be there, and it's kind of detailed work that is kind of ongoing right now. In terms of dogs, it doesn't seem that dogs are a very good host, but dogs have their own coronaviruses, and we're looking at the possibility of a recombination event, so we're watching that very, very carefully, and you'll see more developments on this in the next couple of days. And see where we are then.
Professor, it's been warm here in Chicago for a day. Got another nice day today. People are out jogging, riding their bikes. I saw a lot of folks with masks on the paths yesterday. I think people are still confused about masks. And I was looking at people riding bicycles and wearing a mask. Is that necessary?
Well, here's the thing. You want to be able able to, if you're doing an aerobic exercise, you don't want to get suffocated. So you have to balance out what kind of protection you're offering or not offering for an event with that reality that you don't want to be suffocated. So if you're, you know, it's probably better to use a shield that allows you to breathe and yet contains any secretions that you're producing from contaminating the environment so that you have good respiratory capability while you're doing an aerobic activity outdoors.
Do we have to worry about opening our windows in the house?
Not really, no. You know, unless somebody goes up close and personal to your open window and coughs right into your house, I think you're going to be just fine.
Do you wash your fruits and vegetables any differently now? What do we need to know about that?
Well, you're asking the wrong person because I've always washed my fruits and vegetables. But generally speaking, that's always a good idea, and it's absolutely a good idea in this time when you just want to be in an abundance of caution, have the lowest possible risk. Generally speaking, fruits and vegetables are not a risk, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that some fruit or vegetable can have contamination on the surface. So just rinsing it off with water is good enough, and then go ahead and enjoy your vegetables and your fruits.
Did the World Health Organization, whom you advise from time to time, did they back off on their recommendations regarding ibuprofen and Tylenol?
Well, no, not really. Actually, the World Health Organization still continues to think that giving non-steroidal anti-inflammatories such as ibuprofen is perfectly okay, that there's not any really solid scientific evidence against it. There was a paper in The Lancet that seemed to imply that there was some theory to the possibility that drugs like ibuprofen could possibly increase the risk from this SARS-CoV-2 virus, but the evidence, the hard evidence, is not in for that. And in terms of Tylenol, well, Tylenol doesn't work in the same way as ibuprofen or aspirin or any of the other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. So the only consideration for Tylenol would be if one has a liver condition, because, of course, Tylenol is metabolized in the liver. There is a different non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug called indomethacin, which has a similar mechanism of action, obviously, to aspirin and ibuprofen, which is proven to be actually very helpful in people with severe acute respiratory distress. So, bottom line, jury's still out, but it doesn't look like ibuprofen is likely to be a problem.
And we're getting into the season here where the mosquitoes will be back, and folks are going to be worried about that. Any evidence that they could spread the virus?
There's no current evidence that this coronavirus can. There is a class of viruses that belong to the bigger order that coronaviruses belong to that do infect mosquitoes, but coronaviruses, that particular family, has never been found in mosquitoes or being even able to amplify in mosquitoes, which is what you would need for the mosquitoes to be a risk. So right now we do not see mosquitoes or other biting insects as any way contributing to this outbreak.
And finally, Doc, are you hopeful? Leave us with something positive, if you can.
I am very hopeful. I think that our mitigation efforts are definitely showing that we are slowing the slope of this, and I think that if we keep it up, for the appropriate amount of time, we're going to be in much better shape, and we won't necessarily see the kinds of horrible predictions that were coming because we will have it much more stabilized.
Professor Eileen Marty, thanks, Doctor, as always. Although, because of what you just said, you've ruined my surprise anniversary gift. I was going to give my wife a pet ferret. I'm not going to do that now.
Okay. By the way, just to be very clear, a lot of people are a little bit confused about this week and the next week. Just to be very clear about it, hold on, there's a police officer who wants my attention here.
Oh, no. She's going to get a ticket for talking to us.
No. Hi, this is Dr. Marty. I'm going to be helping with the response over there, so I need to get over there as quick as possible.
Okay, well, the entrance is off. Oh, it's a roadblock.
They're probably going to think you're
cutting.
Yeah,
they're going to do what? They're going to probably think they're cutting vehicles off.
Well, they're cutting me off. So who do I talk to?
Let's go to Foya Street.
I'll talk to the cop for you, Professor.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay. All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Don't get arrested. We need you.
No. Yeah. So anyway, what I wanted to tell your listeners real quick is that...
you're hopeful.
Yeah, I'm definitely hopeful, and more than that, that people need to understand that as long as they stay indoors right now and during the next couple of weeks, we won't see a rise and we won't see a delay in the time of peaking, and that's really, really important.
Got it. All right, Professor, we appreciate it, and hopefully the police won't give you any more trouble today because you are needed wherever you're going. Talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.